Mohsen. Thank you. Thank you for letting me continue. The other issue I wanted to talk about is the buried line in the state highway. When I first looked at this submittal, I was surprised how few details were provided for the typical installation of this system in the roadway. And in the presentation hearing in Laconia on January 14th, and it's in your file, I submitted some comments about this. Looking at it as an engineer, I was worried about, well, if you dig up the road, and everybody knows, then you have a trench and it gets filled in, and eventually, and then you patch it in, and then you settles, and then it gets uneven, and I made some suggestions on how that should be restored in the best way for the public, for the people, so we don't have something that you see when you go through downtown Manchester on Elm Street. And this is my typical approach from an engineer. There's a problem, you look for a solution to get it under control, to minimize the shortcomings and the defects, and make sure the end product somehow is adequate. You find my suggested recommendations for suggested requirements for more information in that sheet that I submitted at the time. In the meantime, I've given it some more thought and said, well, there's some other issues involved. And that has to do with...
Sorry, Mr. Hartoffer. She didn't get what you said.
Other issues involved, which has to do with safety. I don't know where the DOT is, which it's a public works project from the Department of Transportation. If they have come to any resolution, whether they accept, grant permission to do that or not. But what came to my mind is anything that happens when you have these restored or trenches that get filled back in, then the earth, regardless how well it is compacted, still settles over time, and you get these cracks and distortions. And what I refer to is, urban areas where this is common, it gets pretty treacherous sometimes driving in there because it cracks and tilts and potholes open up. And I said that's a given in urban city where you drive, the speed limit is 25 or 30 miles an hour. Now, when you do this in an open highway where the speed limit is 55 and you drive at that speed and you have those conditions, that becomes unsafe. And this happens over time, and you only find out about it when an accident happens. Further, I thought, well, what's the DOT going to do? They might have a detail for a open trench pipe installation, but that's normally only for crossing a highway. To put an open trench the whole length for 50 miles or 60 miles is unheard of. Nobody's done it before. And I don't think the DOT would want to go to be the first one to test it out and find out how it works.
By my judgment,
they should outright reject it, and the commission might have an obligation to find out where they stand, because if they turn that down, then this whole system is not doable. That is submitted on record.
How much more do you have, sir?
Couple minutes.
We're going to hold you to 2 minutes.
Okay.
All right.
So I wondered, what is Northern Pass doing, trying to put in a submittal where when they get turned out by the DOT for installation of of the underground in the state highway, the project is dead. Because then there's no ways to go. Well, surprise, surprise. In a supplemental submittal of last Friday, there's an alternate number one, an alternate plan, which shows, just for that alternate, to bring back the original tower line through the White Mountains as an alternate in case, I assume, the DOT turns them down. Are they arrogant or stupid? Or what's going on?